Columbus. The Ohio Department of Health on Monday reported 2,936 new COVID-19 cases statewide in the past 24 hours. That's the fewest cases in one day since August 23. That includes 177 new cases in the Mahoning Valley, 67 new cases in Mahoning County, for a total of 29,532, 66 in Trumbull, 21,993, and 44 in Columbiana, 13,242. Ohio last week surpassed 1.45 million total cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The average number of new cases reported each day in the valley so far this month is still higher than in September, and nearly three times higher than in August. Valley counties have reported an average 314 new cases each day this month. In September, it was an average 295 cases per day, more than double the 113 average daily cases reported in August. There were 114 new COVID-19 hospitalizations reported statewide Monday and 12 new ICU admissions. As of Wednesday, 1,133 people reported to be fully vaccinated have been hospitalized in the state for breakthrough infection since January 1, and 186 fully vaccinated people have died. That means breakthrough infections are attributed to about 2% of all COVID-19 deaths reported since the beginning of the year, and about 3.7% of all hospitalizations. Statewide, more than 107,000 people are presumed to be actively infected as of Monday, down from more than 129,000 people on September 28, the most recent peak. The state's two-week average of new cases per 100,000 people declined last week for the second week in a row, following months on the rise due to the coronavirus highly contagious Delta variant. The state last week reported an average 561 new cases per 100,000 Ohioans, down from 617 the week prior. That's still more than five times the CDC's threshold for high transmission, which is 100 cases per 100,000 people. The two-week rate of new cases was 699 for the week ending September 22. Columbiana County last week reported 818 new cases per 100,000 residents, down from 861 for the 2 weeks ending September 22. Mahoning reported 670, down from 703, and Trumbull reported 622, up from 611. The average two-week rate of positive coronavirus tests has fallen 2.5% since its most recent peak on September 9 and is now at 11.5%. That rate had increased steadily since mid-July. However, it continues to be as high as it was in mid-January, as the state's winter surge was on the decline. It's still nearly nine times higher than the all-time low of 1.3% reported in late June. The two-week positivity rate for the period ending September 28 was 14.9% in Columbiana, up from 14% at last report, 14.3% in Trumbull County, down from 13.9%, and 11.3% in Mahoning, down from 11.6%. The state on Friday reported 342 new COVID-19 deaths since its last mortality report 4 days prior, the highest single-day tally in months, which is an average of more than 85 deaths per day, including 5 deaths in Mahoning County, 5 in Trumbull and 7 in Columbiana. Nearly 870 deaths have been reported so far this month. More than 1,000 COVID-19 deaths were reported in September, an average of nearly 40 deaths per day. August saw nearly 380 total deaths, an average of about 12 deaths per day. About 2,100 COVID-19 deaths were reported statewide in December, the month with the most recorded pandemic deaths, an average of 70 per day. Between Wednesday and Thursday, 2,937 new vaccinations were started in the state. To date, 5,937,209 vaccine-eligible Ohioans have been fully vaccinated, or about 59.4% of Ohioans age 12 and older. As of Thursday, about 49% of all residents in Mahoning County have completed their vaccinations, 46.6% in Trumbull, and 40.2% in Columbiana.